Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Did You Know Show. Brent Hesse, and joining me today, Noah Cassidy. Noah, how are you doing?
Doing good. It's Monday. You know, obviously it is 9/11, so we want to keep remembrance of the people that we lost in 9/11. Yep. But we've overcome that. We're a great nation. We've taken care of the problem that we're at hand dealing with that situation. So I think it's a great day.
Yeah, well, let's get into the Did You Know Show here today. Noah, you got a fact for us?
So I will, because it is kind of 9/11. I got a kind of American one right here, and it's actually pretty unique. So did you know that there's 27 official versions of the American flag?
No, I did not. I guess are those like past versions?
Yeah, past versions, right. Okay. So yeah. 27 official
versions.
Well,
I know the first one
versions.
Was when we just had the 13 colonies and the stars were all just in a circle.
Right. So although, you know, the Grand Union flag was the first banner to unite the colonies, which is the one you're talking about, it came under one emblem. The flag isn't actually regarded as an official U.S. flag. The lineage begins with the passage of the Flag Act in 1777, which states that the flag of the 13 United States be 13 stripes, alternating red and white, and that Union be 13 stars, white and in a blue field, representing a new constellation. Mm-hmm. So the colors themselves represented valor, which was red, purity, which is white, and vigilance, which was blue. Some of the flags included different versions to appeal to the description, such as the so-called Betsy Rose flag. There was the Hopkins 3-2-3-2 three-star arrangement flag. Okay, that's how the stars were kind of stacked on each other. And then the Cowpens flag, which is basically the Betsy Rose, but it had a star in the middle of the circle. And then there's the Hopkins, who created a widely regarded as the first conception of what would we would now recognize as today's actual American flag, or the U.S. flag that we see today. That was actually to Hopkins' kind of a design. Throughout the years, the flag has undergone 26 small changes in order to add new stars for the new states joining the Union. And the first change actually came in 1795 with the addition of Vermont and Kentucky, which added two extra stripes as well whenever that happened.
Oh, wow.
And this version is what's known to history as the Star-Spangled Banner. So the whole song that we sing,
yes,
that was the flag originally, was when Vermont and Kentucky, there you go. When those added, that's the Star-Spangled Banner is what that flag was. And then the last Canton edition came in August 21st of 1959 when President Eisenhower.
That's when we got to all 50 states.
Yep, when he was issued Executive Order 10-8-34, establishing today our 50-star flag following Hawaii's statehood.
And who knows? We could add to that.
You never know. Well, I mean, yeah, we've had, you know, kind of weird things down there with Puerto Rico, yeah. And you know, so you never know. We might end up adding to it. But the last time it was ever adjusted was in August 21st of 1959.
How about that? Well, pretty cool. All right, here's mine today. So, you know, sometimes, especially I think it's more common with the younger generation, but sometimes they'll tell each other that they're glowing. You look so good,
glowing.
You're glowing.
Okay, yeah.
Well, did you know? They're not wrong. Humans actually glow.
Really? We can actually have a glow?
Yes. So bioluminescence, the strange biology that causes certain creatures to glow. Now, when you think of that, sometimes you think of some of the darkest depths of the ocean. There's fish down there that do have glow capabilities. You know, the one from Finding Nemo that has a little light bulb. Fireflies, they have bioluminescent lights. Well, so do humans. Now, according to research in Japan, the human bioluminescence is at levels 1,000 times less than eyes can detect, but there is a subtle human light show thanks to ultra-sensitive cameras that picked it up and add to our metabolism. So because of the way that our cells radically interact with lipids and proteins, they can come in contact with fluorophores that produce photons of light. And the glow is mostly concentrated around our cheeks, forehead, and neck, and most common during the early afternoon hours when our metabolism is at the busiest. But as such, humans do have a little bit of a glow to us at certain times.
And it's all to do with our metabolism.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So when you hear the kids say these days, you're glowing,
They're metabolizing.
They're right. You actually are glowing. So take that as a compliment and as a little bit of science.
There you go.
Well, that's our Did You Know show for you today. Hope everyone has a great start to their week, and we'll see you tomorrow for another episode.